The Gemara says on Daf Chof Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak HaReitzer Shiyachim Yadim Shiyasher Yatzpin Simanach Shulchan Matzafin Menorah Bedarim. Mishmalebi Amar Loyim Yadim should always daven to the south. Shmitaych Shmischakim Misasher Shnem Aruch Yom Yemina Mismal Arshu Bechabit. So Machlokes should daven if you should daven either the Darim or the Tzafin, depending if you want Chachmar Aisher, or you should always daven to the Darim. Now the Mishnah Pick in the Sefer Omer Hashicha has two kashas on the Gemara. The first kasha is, why don't the Paiskim bring this down? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, no one brings down this halacha. He says, the only one who brings it down is the Ramah. The Ramah in the Hilchos Tefillah and Siman Tzadi Dalet says at the end of Sif Beis, he says, Mish Reitzel Akayim Amarim Haretzel Lahashri Yatzman Lahachim Yadim Mikomachim Mitzad upon of the Mizrach. You should be Mitzad upon of the Mizrach, even though you're like the Gemara says, over the afternoon Mitzad at Tzduni. So he says, Amaisa, why don't any of the Gedalia Paiskim bring down this Gemara? I think the Pashas is that the reason is because they hold that this is not a halacha. The Gemara is not telling us a halacha. It's not saying a chiyuv. It's an etzah toiv. If you want to be zeichet to Ashiris, shadam this way, you want to be zeichet to Chacham and shadam in that way, but it's not really a halacha, and therefore they don't bring it down as a halacha. And even the Ramah who does bring it down, he's very careful to say, he says, HaReitze Mishu Reitze Lekayim Amarim HaReitze Lahashir Yatzpin. So the Lashon HaLimah itself is HaReitze Lahashir. It's HaReitze Shiachim, HaReitze Shiachim. It sounds like it's, if you want to do this, it's not halacha. The Ramah is saying even more. He's saying, one who wants me Mekayim, this is what they said, HaReitze Shiachim Yatzpin Mikol Mokam Mitzad Upanam LeMizrach. So he's not bringing down as a halacha. He's not saying you should do this, but he's saying if you do decide to do this, make sure to be Mitzad LeMizrach. That's the halacha is bringing down. But that's a din. It's not really a halacha. It's an Eitzah type of Baalman, therefore the other person don't bring it down. But then Rabbi Shai Pek has another kasha. He says, the Ramah that does bring it down, why does he brings down the din of Mishra Eitzah L'Kayim, Reitzah L'Hashi Yatzman L'Hachim Yadam, which is the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. How does Ramah know to pass like Rabbi Yitzchak? L'Chari Yishu passing like B'Shulman Leibim, B'Shulman Leibim is Chaylik, and he says, L'Olam Yadrim. And he, the Rabbi Shai Pek says, B'Pashas, when you have a Mechlekes between Rabbi Yitzchak and B'Shulman Leibim, the Kala is to pass like B'Shulman Leibim. So why does Ramah pass like Rabbi Yitzchak and not like B'Shulman Leibim? And what is his hechrich? What is pushing him to passing like a bitzchak that you have the choice of going l'darim or l'tzafin? So I was thinking that maybe it can be miyash of this kasha. I'll be something that the Arzurah writes. Maybe this is the makah of the Ramah. The Arzurah is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Siman Reish Gimel, and this actually brought down by the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Yeradeya. He was asked about having tzuris in the Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to make on the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. Could you have different forms and shapes of arayos v'nechashim? Could you have lions? Could you have snakes? Is it mutter to have it on the side, the walls of the Beis HaKnesses? Obviously, to do it in front of you in the Mizrach, you can't do that. You're going to be mishtachlet in these tzuris. But what about on the side? And the Zer brings on from Rabbeinu Eliakim, who says you shouldn't do it. And one of the reasons he gives is that even though it's on the side of the Beis HaKnesses, it's on the wall, on the side, it's not in the Mizrach, but it's still a problem that it's going to look like you're going to be mishtachlet in these tzuris, because he says, v'gam shaninu. And he quotes our Gemara Babasa, HaReitzah Shiyashir Yatzvin. The Gemara says, if you want to be Mashir, you should be Matzvin. K'sheshaychem, b'mechaysem nir, k'sheshaychem lo'aysem tzureis. Yishloch yishlokach, and you have to be cheshish for this. So the way he quotes the Gemara is, the being that the Gemara says, HaReitzah Shiyashir Yatzvin, and therefore people in the shul are going to want to be Mashir, and therefore they're going to daven letzafen, which could be where these tzureis are. For that reason, you shouldn't do it, because you're going to nir k'mishtachem. So from Rehitas Lashon Arizaruah, and the Beis Yosef, who quotes him, sounds like that they're saying the chash is that one who wants Aisha will go to the tzafin. So it sounds like that they are paskening like a Yitzchak, not like a Bishulman Levi, that there is a, if you want Aisha, should tak a daven to the tzafin. So being that they quote it as Aisha Yashi Yatzman, could be that's the Makkah of the Ramah, that he figured he's medak from these Rishonim, and they'll be paskening like a Yitzchak, not get a Bishulman Levi. And I'll just be messiah with what the Olam says as a Melitza, that when many people daven, when they shuckle, they don't just shuckle straight, but they go from side to side. They shuckle to the right, shuckle to the left, and then they shuckle to the middle. What's the pshat in that? They say that they want to be zeicha to shtei shulchanos, both to chachma and aisher. So if you want to go both the dharma, it's often they shuckle in all different directions, and that way you can be mekayim shneim, you can be zeicha to ashiras and chachma.